Yeah, that'd be fine. What would you call it? A soft cornbread that's served in a bowl. You eat it with a spoon?
Ain't that, you call that mush?
Okay, fine. How about, what would you call a round, flat pastry? Well, it's about this big, and it has a hole in the middle of it, and it's made with baking powder. Just, it's round with a hole in the middle.
A donut.
All right, fine. What would you call, well, it's the same thing, but it's made with yeast. Would you have a different name for that?
Made with yeast. Oh, that's what you call it, I know what you're talking about. They got them now, they call them bums.
Okay, bums?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. All right, what do you call the round flat cakes made with white flour and they're cooked on a grease skillet, you eat them with syrup?
Flapjack.
Flapjack? Okay. What would you call the meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked?
I would call that, that's what you call white bacon, ain't it?
White bacon? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's white bacon.
Okay. What would you call a pressed meatloaf made from the hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. It's got a name to it. Let me see, what would you call that thing, honey? Hog head cheese?
Okay. Yeah, that's what some people call it, so that's fine. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Call that the core.
Core? Okay. And what would you call the center of a peach?
I would call that a core.
Core? Okay.
Or the kernel. Yeah.
The kernel. What would you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
What kind of peach is that?
Yeah.
Peach. I don't know the name of that, too, but I can't think of it. But I know one that that don't stick to the seed. That's Alberta, ain't it?
Okay, fine. All right. What would you call beans that are eaten in the pods?
Beans that are eaten in the pods? Well, you pick them and cook them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could call them string beans.
Okay. Fine. What would you call the large, flat, yellowish beans that you eat not in the pods?
Well, that's a yellow string bean.
Okay. And what would you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Tops of turnips and beets. I don't know. Reddish is a different from that, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tops of beets. I don't know. You're getting me tired. I don't know.
Okay. That's all right. What do you call the corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn that is shucked.
Yeah, and you just cook it and you eat it with your hands usually.
Well, you can eat it, but you can eat the corn or you got to have it shucked. Uh-huh. Yeah, that corn on the cob.
Okay, fine.
Boiled corn or something.
Uh-huh. What would you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller and just runs along the ground? It's light brown, darker stripes on it.
Well, I would call him a weasel.
A weasel? Okay. What if it's a little smaller? You know, or really, sometimes you see them about this long.
Ain't it a rat?
Well, that's, yeah, but I don't know, maybe they don't have that many down here, but they're real small little things. They have dark stripes, you know, and they're mostly brown.